The following is a lecture on the origin of the jiva, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on June 20th, 2014, in Shah Alam, Malaysia.
So the question was asked, where do we come from? We came from Mahavishnu, we came from the spiritual world, we came from Brahmajyoti, we came from the Tathasta region. Where do we come from? Well, Prabhupada has given a wonderful answer for this. This is from a letter, attachment to a letter from Srila Prabhupada Dumadavisha Das, dated June 6, 1972. It's called Crow and Tall Fruit Logic. These are Prabhupada's words now. We never had any occasion when we were separated from Krishna. This is like one man is dreaming and he forgets himself. In a dream, he creates himself in different forms. And now I am the king discussing like that. The creation of himself is as seer and subject matter are seen, two things. But as soon as the dream is over, the scene disappears, but the seer remains. Now he's in his original position. Our separation from Krishna is like that. We dream this body in so many relationships with other things. First, the attachment comes to enjoy sense gratification. Even with Krishna, desire for sense gratification is there. There is a dormant attitude for forgetting Krishna and creating an atmosphere for enjoying independently. Just like at the edge of the beach, sometimes the water covers, sometimes there is dry sand coming and going. Our position is like that, sometimes covered, sometimes free, just like at the edge of the tide. As soon as we forget, immediately the illusion is there. Just as soon as we sleep, dream is there. We cannot therefore say that we are not with Krishna. As soon as we try to become Lord, immediately we are covered by Maya. Formerly we were with Krishna in his lila or sport. So we're actually from Goloka. Or you could be from one of the Vaikuntha planets. But we were with the Lord in his transcendental pastimes, every one of us. But this covering of Maya may be a very, very, very long duration. Therefore, many creations are coming and going. Due to this long period of time, it's sometimes said that we are ever conditioned. But this long duration of time becomes very insignificant when one actually comes to Krishna consciousness. So it's not that we were always conditioned, but in one sense we always have been, because it's been going on for so long, through many creations and annihilations, millions and billions of them, you see. Just like in a dream, but as soon as you come out of it, the whole thing is like you're with Krishna and his lila, and you this strange thought come into your head that, well, what it would be like if I was Krishna, and you went on for millions and billions, like a whole eternity, and trying to be Krishna this way and that way, and then you met a guru and you came out of it, and boom, you're back in Krishna's pastimes again. It was like a second path. The whole thing is like boom. You just nodded out for a second, you had this weird dream, and now you're back with Krishna again. That's what it's like. But the long duration of time becomes insignificant when one actually comes to Krishna consciousness. Just like in a dream, we are thinking very long time, but as soon as we wake up, we look at our watch and we see it's been a moment only. It seemed like we were going on for millions of years, but it's only just for a minute I fell out and had that nightmare, you see. Just like with Krishna's friends, they were kept asleep for 1 year by Vrindavan. When they woke up and Krishna had returned before them, they considered that only a moment had passed. So this dreaming condition is called non-liberated state, and this is just like a dream. Although in this material calculation, it is a very long, long period. As soon as we come to Krishna consciousness, then this period is considered as a second. For example, Jai and Vijay, they had their lila with Krishna, but they had to come down for their little mistake. They were given mukti, merging into the Brahma Suyuja after being killed three times as demons. This Brahma Suyuja mukti is non-permanent. Every living entity wants pleasure, but Brahma Suyuja is minus pleasure. There is eternal existence only, so when they do not find transcendental bliss, they fall down to make a compromise with material bliss. Just like Vivekananda founded so many schools and hospitals, so even Lord Brahma, he is still material and wants to lord it over. He may come down to become a germ, but then he may rise up to Krishna consciousness and go back home, back to God, as in the position. So when I say, yes, there is eternal lila with Krishna, this means on the evidence of Jai Vijay, unless one develops full devotional service to Krishna, he goes up only to Brahma Sayuja, but falls down. But after millions and millions of years of keeping oneself away from the lila of the Lord, when one comes to Krishna consciousness, this period becomes insignificant, just like dreaming. Because he falls down from Brahma Sayuja, he thinks that that may be his origin, but he does not remember that before that he was with Krishna. So the conclusion is that whatever may be our past, let us come to Krishna consciousness and immediately join Krishna, just like with a diseased man. It is a waste of time to try to find out how he's become diseased. Better to spend time curing the disease. On top of the tree, there is a nice tel fruit. A crow went there and the fruit fell down. Some pundits, big learned scholars, saw this in disgust. The fruit fell due to the crow agitating the limb. No, the fruit fell simultaneously with the crow landing and frightened the crow, so he flew away. No, the fruit was ripe and the weight of the crow landing broke it from the branch, and so on and so on. What is the use of such discussions? So whether you are in the Brahma Suyuja or with Krishna in his lila, at this moment you're in neither. So the best policy is to develop your Krishna consciousness and go there, never mind what is your origin. Brahma Suyuja and Krishna lila may be possible, but when you're coming down from Brahma Suyuja or when you're coming down from Krishna lila, whether that remains a mystery. But at the present moment, we're in Maya's clutches. So the present, our only hope is to become Krishna conscious and go back home, back to Godhead. The real position is servant of Krishna. And servant of Krishna means in Krishna lila. Directly or indirectly, we are serving Krishna's lila, either even in dream. Just like when we go out of the sun when it is daytime, so there is chance of going out as Krishna lila. The cloud may be there, it may become very gray and dim, but it's still the sunlight is there everywhere during the daytime. Because I am part and parcel of Krishna, I am always connected. My finger, even though it may be diseased, remains part and parcel of my body. Therefore, we try to treat it, cure it, because it is part and parcel. So Krishna comes himself and we forget him, or he sends his representative. Awakening or dreaming, I'm the same man. And as soon as I awaken and see myself, I see Krishna. Cause and effect are both Krishna. Just like the cotton becomes thread and thread becomes cloth, still the original cause is cotton. Therefore, everything is Krishna in the ultimate sense. When we cannot contact Krishna personally, we contact his energies. So there's no chance to be outside Krishna's lila, but differences we see under different conditions. Just like in the pool of water and in the mirror, the same me is reflecting, but in different reflections. One is shimmering, unsteady, one is clear and fixed. Except for being in Krishna consciousness, we cannot see our actual position rightly. Therefore, the learned man sees all living entities as the same parts and parcels of Krishna. Material existence is impersonal because my real personality is covered. But we should think that because I am now covered by this clay, I am diseased. And we should think that I must get to business to get myself uncovered, no matter how I got this way. Now the fruit is there, take it and enjoy. That is your first business. God is not bound by cause. He can change. He is the cause of all causes. Now don't waste your time with this Kaka Taliya Nyaya, crows and tall fruit logic. So that's Prabhupada's answer. We came from Krishna's pastimes, or we actually came in the Brahma Jyoti also, but not originally. Originally we were with Krishna, you see. Well, sometimes we were in Brahma Jyoti. So we did come from Brahma Jyoti, but we may have come from Brahma Jyoti, but not originally from Brahma Jyoti. And as far as Mahavishnu, we've all come from Mahavishnu, but not originally. Every universal creation, we come out from Mahavishnu. But originally, we were Krishna's pastimes. But this whole millions and billions of eons, once you come back, it's just like a second. That's a, oh, wow. I was forever rotating in the cycle of birth and death. It was it was eternity. But now, I was eternally conditioned, caught up in this repetition. But now, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, I've woken up and here I am back in my Sarupa and Krishna's pastime. And it's just like I've nodded out for a second in the Bhagavatam class. The whole sojourn is just like that. Millions and millions of years, that whole eternity within the material world is like, it's finished. And now you're back in your eternally liberated position again. Any other questions? We'll save the questions. There'll be a Bhagavatam class tomorrow. At what time? What time can you all come?
Huh?
They have to go to work.
Yeah. No, tomorrow is work day.
Some of them will be.
All right, so we'll decide here in a minute. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.